You rely on your vehicle every day, whether it's for your commute, family, team practice, or even your weekend getaway. Your vehicle should be in tip-top shape, and Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive is here to help. If you're interested in a new paint job, touch-up, or collision repair for damaged dings and dents, call Maaco for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects around your house. Are you planning a project for today, tomorrow, this weekend, or this spring? Well, look, hey, March has arrived. And I say that makes it almost springtime in my mind. I know it's technically not, but really, once March gets here, April's right behind it, then we're into May, and now we're really rocking with the projects. So really is time to get going, get inspired, get out, and plan those projects, pick up the materials, pick up the tools, and if you have questions, you can pick up the answers right here. Get in touch with us by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's program, if you love to add more light to your kitchen, a new window trend is emerging that aims to do just that in a very unusual way. We'll share that tip in just a bit.
And have you ever been surprised by a big electric bill? Well, we're going to share the most common places that you're wasting energy.
And if your bathtub is a worn-out finish, replacing the tub could require a major renovation of your entire bath. But before you do that, there are far less costly options to consider. We'll show you what to do.
Yeah, give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a big project or a small project or an organizing project. We love to tackle all of them, and we're going to give you a hand. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Rich in West Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a drywall question. My house is only about 9 years old, but a lot of the seams between the sheets of drywall have where the tape was.
Yep.
The tape is like cracked and it's, you know, curled up a little at the edges. It's especially bad out in my garage, the unheated garage, on the ceiling pieces, and even some in the house. You know, I don't know if I've heard different things that they could have put it in when it was cold and it froze before it set. Or
let me tell you what's going on, Rich. 9 years ago, as they do today, the builders will drywall the garage for one reason and one reason only, because they're required to maintain the fire separation between the garage and the rest of the house. But being builders, they only do what they absolutely have to do to get past code. I always tell these guys, it's like you guys are proud of getting a D, not an F. You know, you want to get a D. Nobody really strives for an A. It's like, how would you feel if your kid came home from school and said, guess what, Dad, I got a D. Ain't you proud? You know, the builders just do the absolute minimum. So in the drywall situation in the garage, that means this. They put on the tape and one coat of spackle, only one, where in the house they put on three because that's the normal thing you do. So they save a few pennies by only putting on one coat of spackle, and you're faced with tape that, what a surprise, falls off over the years. So in this case, Rich, if it's loose and separating, you really can't put spackle on top of that because it's not going to get between the paper tape and the drywall underneath. I would cut off any loose tape, and then I would put another layer of tape on top of that or in lieu of that, and I would use perforated drywall tape, which is very forgiving, especially for somebody who's like an amateur spackler, because you don't have to worry about getting the paste underneath the tape. It actually goes through the tape. It's more like a netting. And then you do that with three coats and sand it out in between. Take your time. You know, it'll take you a little while to kind of get used to it. But that'll do the trick there. Then prime and paint. And as for the areas inside the house, it's not at all unusual for a nine-year-old house to get some cracks in the seams or where corners come together or above windows or doors. And you pretty much handle those the same way. You know, if the tape is absolutely loose, you have to take it off and replace it. But if it's just cracking, you can actually put that same type of drywall tape on top of that, three coats of spackle, prime and paint, and you're done. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Good luck with that project, Rich. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Britton, California is on the line and needs some help with a skylight. What can we do for you?
My husband and I are considering putting in the skylights in our home.
Okay.
Okay. Are we better off to put a round skylight, a square skylight? Are we better off to put it toward the middle of the roof line or out where it opens up on the deck?
Okay, so you have a couple of options with skylights. First of all, you can use a physical skylight, which is a hole in your roof with a glass skylight inserted into it. There's another type of like skylight kind of thing. It's called a sun tunnel. It's a lot easier to install, and basically you put in this tube that goes into the roof and opens up the roof, and then you connect a flex duct from it down to the ceiling of the room that you want to light. And that actually brings a lot of natural light into the room. It's called a sun tunnel. So you have skylight or sun tunnel. Sun tunnel is going to be a lot less expensive than a skylight. If you're going to go with the skylight, you probably want to, you have to position it in the room where it's going to look the best. So that would probably be in the middle. But the expense is creating the light shaft. That's what you create, you construct from the point of the roof down to the ceiling level. And that's kind of the more expensive, complicated part about putting the skylight in. Cutting it through the roof is really pretty easy. What I would recommend is that you use a good quality skylight. I like Anderson skylights, Pella skylights, Velux, V-E-L-U-X, all good quality skylights because they're curved. They sit up off the roof and they have flashing that makes the seal between the skylight and the roof itself. And I've had, for example, a Velux, a V-E-L-U-X skylight that's been in my house for 20-plus years, never had a problem with leaking through many a storm. So it's definitely worth putting in a good quality skylight. But those are your options. I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if you'd love to add more light into your kitchen, a new window trend is emerging that aims to do just that. And in a very unusual way, it puts the light just where you need it. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling. The complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by SunTouch Floor Warming. Ditch your slippers this winter and step onto warm, cozy floors all year round with SunTouch Floor Warming. Easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy the radio show, we think you're going to enjoy our podcast, too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Mark in South Carolina is on the line with a showerhead question. What can we do for you?
My wife has been after me for several years. She said that the pressure coming out of our shower nozzle just can't get the shampoo out of her hair. And I've put four different shower nozzles on there. I had a plumber that actually went out to the line out at the street where we tapped into the line. And they're all saying there's nothing I can do. Do you have any suggestions for me?
Mark, do you have hard water?
I don't know. How do you know if you have hard water?
Because you have hard water, that's exactly what it would feel like.
You can't get the shampoo or the
soap
off.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a well water or do you have city water?
City water.
Is there any other showers in the house that she uses and you know, seems to work fine?
No, she went to the other shower and said that doesn't work either. So I kept changing out the shower and also say nothing seems to work.
Yeah, you might want to get a water test done because that's exactly the symptom of a hard water problem that you described.
Hard water.
Yeah, and then there's a number of ways that you could put water softeners in, and that will make that go away. Now, in terms of the shower head itself, yeah, you know, the newer water efficient shower heads, there is some folks that complain about not having enough water in there. But I will say that the better ones seem to have engineered that out. Like, for example, I know Moen has a couple of different ones that are available that have multiple settings, and they've engineered these so that you get a good spread of water across the shower head, but you still have the water savings.
Okay, Mullen, got that?
Yeah, check the hardware out. Then take a look at the better shower heads, like the ones by Mullen. Those are really terrific. And I've got one actually in a shower upstairs. It's like a rain shower, kind of wide head, and it works great.
Well, that's a good suggestion. Thank you so much.
Cecily and I was on the line with a wallpaper conundrum. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I have a probably 24-year-old townhome that I think the paper has been on the wall since for that long.
It was popular back then.
Yeah, back then. I'm just wondering, person I had in here tried to, where the wallpaper butts up against the ceiling, it looks like a bad job, and there's some marks, and he thought he could wipe it down, and everywhere he wiped it down, there's like a watermark all along where he looks like icicles, an uneven line of watermark. And I don't know if it can, I've been told you can paint over it. I mean, we have vaulted ceilings, it's a lot of paper. And I don't know how you would, if what they took it off, there's actually some posts papered with it, and I don't know what's underneath.
I think the answer is you can remove it. It's a lot of work, like any type of wallpaper.
Right.
If you want to paint over it, it's going to look like the wallpaper
textured
underneath.
Paint.
It's going to look textured underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do like a really inexpensive short-term fix, you could paint over it. I would recommend that you use a very thick roller on that, because otherwise it's going to be very hard to get the paint in where it has to go. And maybe you might even need to use a slitted roller, the kind of roller that we use on textured ceilings,
mm-hmm.
where it has actually sort of slots in it, because it really gets in and around and thick and will sort of fill out that whole surface with paint.
Mm-hmm. Is it terribly difficult to remove?
It depends on how long it's been there, what the prep process was to the wall below the paper. I mean, all of those can add up to an easy job or a tremendously difficult job, and it's one of those things that you don't know until you try. And, you know, there are ways to do it. Now, with a textured wall covering like this, whether it's grass cloth or the string cloth, you can try to use, you know, a store-bought wallpaper remover. You can use a steamer. You can do homemade concoctions. One is white vinegar and hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Another is fabric softener and hot water. Both situations, you super saturate the walls and just sort of let it sit there
mm-hmm.
for a few minutes. I've even heard of clothing starch with hot water and making a paste onto the wallpaper. And I've used the fabric softener, and that does work. That
mm-hmm.
was a traditional vinyl, which I had to score first. But I've also heard with grass cloth that you can take a paint scraper and scrape the actual string cloth or the grass cloth off of the backing, so that might make it easier to remove. Either way, it's going to be a lot of work, and you never know what's behind it. You could get everything off, and the wall could be so textured and dinged up that you end up having to put a layer of drywall over it anyway.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. That's very helpful, and I'm glad I called.
Well, there's a new trend at window manufacturers are telling us about that's pretty interesting. They're seeing a big uptick in the purchase of privacy windows, and in particular, transom windows.
Yeah. Now, if you're wondering, what the heck's a transom window? You probably have only seen them in older movies because they were common in the days before air conditioning. Now, we're talking about the tilt-in windows that were typically above your interior doors, and they were there to help circulate air from room to room with the door closed before air conditioning was a thing.
Now, the transom-sized windows are extremely popular in baths and showers to provide light and privacy, but builders are coming up with other very creative applications, such as door side lights, as a way to provide light into the kitchen by installing them on top of the wall cabinets, where they can add a ton of light to that space. So, a cool trend and something to definitely watch out for, transom windows in the kitchens above the cabinets.
Hugh in North Carolina needs some help with a beach home. What can we do for you?
Hey, Leslie and Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The little quick summary, we bought a beach house last year that we live in full time. It was new but hadn't been lived in for 4 years. Basically, it's a reverse floor plan, which means you're living quarters on the top floor and your sleeping bedrooms are on the second floor or below floor.
Okay.
And when you're laying in bed at night, if the dogs are walking around or if anybody's upstairs, you know, you can hear through the ceiling and the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I trying to figure out a way to dampen that noise or maybe soundproof, but, you know, the walls are intact, so I don't really want to tear everything out. I don't know if you had any ideas how to retro some kind of dampening sound damper.
In the ceiling of the bedrooms, are you dealing with a lot of hi-hats or, you know, hardwired light fixtures? Like, would it be a huge pain in the butt to put a second layer of drywall up there?
Really, the only thing is on the ceiling is a fan and a light.
Well, there are a couple of ways to quiet the transference of sound between rooms. Unfortunately, most of them require taking apart your existing ceiling or walls. There are specialty types of wallboard that can go up that will deaden the sound. These are laminated wallboards that are designed to have sort of a sound baffling inside of them. I know Lowe's sells one called Quiet Rock, but replacing the wallboard is only part of it. You also have to get into the frame of the ceiling and seal up any gaps, like where wires go through, plumbing vents go through, things like that, because it really is a comprehensive solution. And that's the right way, or sort of the long way, to do that. You know, short of that, I guess you could try to do this from the top side by replacing the floor, pulling the carpet up if that's what's down there, putting some sound deadening underneath that, and then relaying it down. But it's kind of hard to chase it after the fact. The best sound deadening is done when the walls are open and not drywalled.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was trying to think of a way without, you know, doing a big remodel. We've only been in here not quite a year.
Well, you could put a second layer of drywall on. Maybe it wouldn't be as good as if you tore the whole thing out. But you could do something really inexpensively and use a product called Green Glue, which basically creates sort of an insulation space between different layers of it. The Green Glue is still, you know, pretty expensive, but it is designed to stop some sound transfer.
Well, have you ever heard of anything where I've been trying to work this through my mind, I just don't know enough about it. If there's any type of that, you know, maybe doing holes and using some type of expanding foam or something that would be designed to do that, maybe.
You know, there's a rumor that insulating spaces like that will quiet the sound, and it does a little bit, but it doesn't make a big difference. So, no, I don't think you can do anything like that.
Hey, well, I do appreciate your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Ann on the line who's got a ceiling issue. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, what happened is I have a lodge living room. At one time it had been two rooms, and they combined it into one. And
okay.
One of the sections it has a metal or a tin ceiling. And what I want to do is install a ceiling to match in the other section. I located the manufacturer of the ceiling tiles. However, I don't know who to call to do the installation because they could not provide me with any ideas. So should I be looking for a sheet metal person? Should I look for a tinsmith? Or
so you can't find a tin ceiling installer in the phone book. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Right. There's no one listed.
Listen, it's not a hard project, Linda. It's really a job for a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a difficult project. A carpenter with a little bit of metalworking experience can handle this. And I'm very impressed that you actually found the product because it's
exactly
a little tough to find.
Exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Right.
So I would handle a good carpenter, a good handyman. Really easy job to install that. And so that's the way I would take it.
Oh, thank you ever so much. I really appreciate all your help.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, is your electric bill giving you sticker shock? Figuring out how to reverse that trend starts with a solid understanding of where all of that power is going. We're going to share what you need to know just ahead in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The Seek Center and SCAR are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seek Center at 5400 Seek Center Drive in Anderson. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters. Kids 5 to 11 and youth 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients and special toys. Toys and gifts to the kids. No appointment needed. No insurance needed. Free COVID-19 at-home testing kits will also be available, along with free hand sanitizer and masks. This is a drive-through and walk-up clinic, so you can stay in the comfort of your vehicle and get vaccinated, or head inside and get vaccinated. There will also be a team of medical professionals on hand at this free vaccination clinic at the Seek Center at 5400 Seek Center Drive in Anderson, Friday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The wine will flow at the 17th annual Palisadro Park Celebration of North State Wine. Wine tasting with award-winning North State wines and food pairing, distillery pouring, fine hors d'oeuvres, desserts, and spirits poured by the Denny Bar Distillery. Live music by Pat Karch and Off the Charts. That's March 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the Reading Senior Center. Tickets can be purchased online at thecelebrationofnorthstatewine.com or at Palisadro Feed. For more information, go to pcpark.org. This event is sponsored in part by this great radio station.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, maybe a decorating project? Well, we're going to share some expert tips, ideas, and inspiration. It's going to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Reach out to us with your questions by posting them at moneypit.com.
Michael in North Carolina is on the line with a water heater that's making some curious sounds. Tell us what's going on.
Recently, in the last 4 to 6 weeks, I've been noticing it sounds like a bubbling and a popping noise inside of the water heater. I've read several things on the Internet, but I can't quite put my finger on it, and I'm worried that either the vessel's getting ready to go or I'm not sure at this point.
How old is the water heater?
It looks to be of considerable age. I'm guessing between 6 and 8 years.
Well, I mean, water heaters generally go about 10 to 12 years, so that's kind of middle age. It's not too terrible. By the way, if you look at the data plate on that water heater, usually there's a date stamp sort of buried into the serial number. Sometimes it'll actually say what the date of the manufacturer is, or at the least it's going to have a gas standard in terms of which code it was built to, and it'll give you a year there. So you can get an actual sense of what the age of the water heater is. The noise is usually caused by a sediment buildup on the bottom of the tank. So if you drain the tank occasionally, that will usually stop that. Have you ever drained your tank?
In the 8 months I've been there, no, but I'd read somewhere along the lines that you have to be very careful with it's got a plastic drain valve on it. And when you have a water heater that's a little bit older, I guess they become brittle, and I'm worried about breaking that and making things much worse immediately.
Well, I mean, you could very carefully try to drain the water heater. You simply hook up a garden hose to that spout. It's designed to be drained, and let some of the water out of it and try to spill off some sediment with that. You get sediment on the bottom of the tank, and that does tend to make it pretty noisy sometimes.
Okay, is there any chance that I have the temperature turned up too high and it's causing, well, I guess not at 125 degrees, it wouldn't cause a boiling, would it?
No, it wouldn't. And, you know, 125 degrees, though, is pretty hot. You really want it to be more like 110.
Okay.
Just for safety's sake, if nothing else.
Yeah, because you could easily get scalded.
Okay. All right, I'll give that a shot.
Well, does your electric bill give you a sticker shock every time you open it? Well, figuring out how to reverse that trend really starts with an understanding of where all that power is going, especially because a good portion of that juice might be going to places you're not even aware of. We're going to share where you need to look to find these energy wasters in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yep. To help, here are three areas where we see a lot of wasted energy. So first, we're going to talk about vampire appliances. And I'm not talking about, you know, scary vampires you see in a movie. I'm talking about appliances that are always plugged in and are always drawing energy, whether you've got them on or not. Now, the solution here is to use a power strip that you can switch off when appliances are not being charged.
Now, next, there are the energy hogs. These are the big appliances like dishwashers and clothes washers and clothes dryers that have this insatiable appetite for electricity and can drive your electricity bills way up. So possible solutions, run the dish and clothes washers at full capacity only and select low heat for the dryer. And replace older appliances. They don't use energy as efficiently as the newer counterparts. Look for Energy Star appliances when you do the replacement, and you'll be amazed at the transformation that your energy bill will reveal.
All right, now we're going to talk about lights and ceiling fans. Now, when it comes to lighting, many people make the mistake of using lights to brighten an entire room, but efficient lighting really only provides light to specific areas, such as the spot by the couch or the chair or your kitchen table or your workspaces. So the solution here is to only light in the rooms that you're in and for those specific purposes. Task lighting is what we call it. Also, swap out your incandescent bulbs for LEDs. The costs have come way down when you purchase those bulbs, and they're going to last a long, long time and use very minimal energy. And when it comes to the lights, I mean, my kids leave lights on everywhere they go, and of course they are the brightest. That one's on, this one. Well, think about an occupancy sensor. I'm going to put this one in my older son's room because he goes in there, turns it off, leaves, doesn't turn them off. But the sensor will know when people leave the space and turn those lights off for you.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Apply at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are working on. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie is here to get your home projects done right.
Yeah, and they do mean all. I mean, from lawn care to plumbing and roof repair to repainting and maintenance to remodel.
So download the Angie app today to get started.
And just ahead, bathtubs can last a lifetime, but their finishes, not so much. The good news is you don't have to get rid of the whole tub just because of a worn finish. We'll have tips to take on this project when the Money Pit returns.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Follow the Money Pit podcast. We know you love the show, so why not love the podcast too, guys? You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Debbie in Texas is on the line and is dealing with a basement project. Tell us what you're working on.
Well, I have a cement floor that right now has indoor-outdoor carpet that's glued down, and I'd like to peel the carpet up and then paint the floor. So my question is, what type of prep, once I get the carpet up, what type of prep do I need to do? And then what type of paint should I use?
Now, have you started to try and remove this outdoor carpeting?
Yes, we have, and it is glued, and so there's there's a glue, I guess, base that's on the floor, so we need to somehow scrape that off.
Yes, and that and did you say this was a screened-in porch or a covered porch?
No, it's an indoor. It's indoors.
Oh, it's completely indoors. Okay, that's gonna make it a bit of a chore. The reason I was a little excited that you had a lot of fresh air while you were working is because you're going to need to use an adhesive remover if your plan is to paint this floor, because you're going to end up with so much residue from that glue that's going to be all over, and there's a good chance that it's going to be uneven and raised and spotty, and some areas are going to have pieces of carpeting on it, and it's going to be a mess. So you're going to have to find exactly what type of adhesive that is and what is the best remover for it, because depending on what the base is of that adhesive will depend on what type of adhesive remover you use. So it's really going to be an experimentation to sort of see what works well. And then once you find what really is working well at loosening up that adhesive, I mean, you're really just going to have to use like a heavy-duty scraper and, you know, work on that glue residue until that's up. And then even then, your painted surface is going to look really not that great after all of that work.
So I guess your recommendation would be go back with indoor-outdoor carpet.
Well, I mean, in a lower-level space, carpeting really isn't the best idea, whether there's padding or not, whether it's glued or not, only because you're dealing with a dust trap that's sitting right on top of the concrete slab that tends to get moist. All of that moisture gets up into that carpeting, whether or not it's indoor-outdoor. Now, that moisture sort of sits with that dust and creates all sorts of allergens and mold and, you know, it's really not the best idea. Tile would work fantastically, and if you got that floor fairly even-ish, even with the adhesive, you could go ahead and do something with that, with tile. You know, it depends on what you want the space to look like. If you're okay with seeing an uneven surface and you want to paint over that, then an epoxy coating is perfect for, you know, a floor in that situation. But it depends, you know, I spend a lot of time in my basement, so I wouldn't want to see such an uneven floor surface, whether it was painted my favorite color or not.
And what harm would come if I just peeled the carpet and scraped the glue, scraped it smooth, and then painted? Would the paint not stick if there was still old glue there?
I mean, I don't think so. The systems, like the epoxy coating systems, are usually sold in kits. There's several steps. The first one is an etching or a cleaning step. Then there's your top coat that you mix in with, I guess, all of the different processes that sort of cures it and solidifies it. And some of them have that little decorative speckle, you know, and that gets sort of sprinkled in there at the end. And you want to work yourself out of a corner so you don't get trapped down there. But I mean, it should stick fairly well. It just, you know, is this a utility space that you're strictly storing things in? Is this your family hangout? You know, you have to think about what that space is and how you want it to look.
Okay, well, that gives me some ideas. I guess I first need to get the carpet up and see what it looks like underneath and go from there. All right, well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if your bathtub has a worn-out finish, replacing that tub does require a major renovation of the entire bathroom. But before you go and do that, there are other far less costly options that you can consider. First of all, let's talk about tub replacement. Now, most of your tubs are set in an alcove or a corner lapped by the flooring and the wall finishes to create that watertight seal, and then they're tied down in at least two places by plumbing. So if you're ready for a full-scale bathroom remodel, replacing that tub makes perfect sense.
Now let's talk about tub liners. Now, what's a tub liner? Well, it's actually an insert for your tub. It's usually made from a durable acrylic. And they're made, actually, it's kind of a cool story. They actually have to find all these old tubs to make the molds from, because when they're made, they drop in perfectly, and the installation can usually be done in less than a day. A pro basically cleans the old tub, removes the old drain, the overflow. Next, they trim the liner so it fits like perfectly against the walls, and then they install a new drain and an overflow, and you're pretty much good to go. So the good news is you're often back into your bathroom on the very same day. Some might consider the fact that you lose a little bit of room a drawback, because the tub, you know, it's going to be probably
oh, probably maybe a quarter inch thick or so. But it's a very negligible amount. So really, in my mind, not much to worry about for that kind of transformation.
All right. Next up, we can talk about tub refinishing. Now, reglazing or refinishing a worn-out tub, it's more site-intensive process. I mean, all of this work is going to happen in your bathroom. There's a lot of chemicals. Some of them are hazardous enough to require a respirator and even a special protective suit for that tech that's doing the work. Now, the reglazing requires properly venting that bathroom to extract the toxic fumes, and the refiner coats the tub in hydrofluoric acid to dissolve what's left of your porcelain glaze, and then it's going to etch that surface so whatever new finish you're putting on is going to adhere. Now, the actual finish is an epoxy primer and several coats of urethane, all applied by a sprayer. The whole process takes a single technician about 4 to 6 hours. And I mean, it's very, very beautiful. Although even with all of that work, and sure, it's durable, it's not going to ever be as durable as the original porcelain finish. So, you know, keep that in mind.
Yeah, so you still need to be super careful when you're cleaning it. But again, it's good. It's beautiful. But it's also, man, what a process. It's going to probably stink up the whole house in getting it done. But if you happen to have like an old, beautiful clawfoot tub or something like that, it might be worth it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, spills in ovens usually create cleaning challenges, but one of our listeners has what must be the worst thing to spill, and it's not even really a spill. They're going to need a solution for removing a melted plastic container. I'm sure there's a story that goes along with that.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to see what we can do to help when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
So in my mind, using something like a plastic scraper, like you might use like a plastic putty knife, for example, if you were filling holes in your walls, those are pretty stiff blades. And I actually, Leslie, have taken those plastic putty knives when I need to scrape something off, and I've kind of sharpened them with a file only because they get kind of dull very quickly, or just even maybe even like an emery board you could use on it. So you kind of keep an edge and then sort of work it, keep it cold and then work it and see if you can chip it away. Now, if that doesn't work, your other option, of course, is to heat it. You want to do this on the lowest temperature possible. And in that case, you don't want to use a plastic putty knife because you might melt more plastic on it, which you could
use. Could you
imagine? Yeah, you could use that. In that case, you might have to use a like a metal putty knife. But again, you have to be very careful. Now, those usually have sort of a rounded edge, so they don't scrape as easily. But see if you could do this gently, and it's going to be kind of a trial and error, and see if you can warm it just a bit and if it softens the plastic. And I think if all else fails, and probably the last thing I would try would be a self-cleaning cycle, because I imagine the self-cleaning cycle in that oven is going to be so hot.
It would get so hot.
It would most likely burn off what's there, but it might also be a stinky mess. So be prepared with windows that are open and fans that are blowing. You might also want to give the Wolf people a call. You know, they're a great manufacturer, and they may have some other specific advice for you. But I'm sorry that really happened to you. That's so unusual, but what a bit of bad luck. You know, and shame on the people that sold that house to you. You know, they knew darn well that was a problem, but they didn't disclose it. So shame on them, but hopefully you will get to the bottom of it.
No, you know what probably happened was somebody was doing work or they ran out of storage and, like, just put something in the oven, you know, to, like, hold it there. Like, as, like, oh, I'll hold these extra pans in the oven. And that's totally something that could easily happen. But, I mean, what a terrible situation, because those are really beautiful high-end ovens and they certainly have a high price tag. And, you know, that's really sad to happen in your brand-new house.
Yeah, and now you got a story. Everybody says, oh, those are beautiful ovens. Well, let me tell you what happened, you know.
We call this one Melty. Why do you call it Melty? Oh, let me tell you a tale.
We all have those tales that happen because of projects that that go wrong and maybe through no fault of our own.
Well, Jeff, good luck with the new house. I hope you're able to get this oven running fresh, clean, and we're able to whip up some yummy dinners soon.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are online at MoneyPit.com. Catch the podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast. Hey, thanks for spending a part of your day with us. We hope you've enjoyed the show and picked up an idea or two that will help improve your space. If you've got some questions about your own space, we would love to hear from you. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT any time of the day or night. We'll call you back the next time we're in the studio, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Russian President Putin warning any third-party declaration of a no-fly zone over Ukraine would be considered as a participation in what he calls armed conflict. But former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says Putin's nothing but a despot.
The whole free world against maniac, mad person Putin. We do our best with the risk of the life of Ukrainians. You see that Putin attacking children, Putin attacking elderly people, Putin attacking women. And this is no any rules of law.
NATO said it has no plans to take any action regarding airspace. Iran is suggesting it could supply answers long sought by the UN nuclear watchdog toward the end of May as talks in Vienna over its tattered atomic deal with world powers appear to be reaching their end. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren can't see why the White House would agree to the discussions.
They're shocking. They're shocking, and they've left me just almost stunned. They're talking about lifting sanctions on known terrorists, basically a total collapse of the American position. I don't get it.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Oren says the current conflict makes U.S. involvement in the talks ridiculous.
Does America now appear on the stage with Russia and announce the lifting of sanctions against the largest state sponsor of terror in the world, a state that has murdered hundreds of Americans? You do that while you're putting sanctions on Russia?
China cut its annual economic growth target to its lowest level in decades as Beijing tries to reverse a slump at a time when Russia's war in Ukraine is pushing up oil prices and roiling the global economy. And new U.S. Ambassador Nicholas Burns has arrived to take up his post in Beijing amid heightened tensions between China and the U.S. over Taiwan. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Basketball star Brittany Griner detained in Russia on drug charges, facing up to 10 years in prison.
The Russian Federal Customs Service released a statement Saturday confirming that an American 2-time Olympic basketball champion had been taken into custody in February after a narcotics dog at Cheremejevo International Airport near Moscow alerted the athlete's luggage. The statement reads, after scanning the bag, the customs officers noticed vapes. The experts found that the cartridges for them contained liquid with hash oil. The agency released a video of the incident that appeared to show Griner going through security. According to the statement, Griner could face anywhere between 5 and 10 years if found guilty. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal judge in Philadelphia has approved new rules that seek to eliminate racial bias in the testing and payout of NFL concussion claims. The revisions approved when race norming come after an uproar over testing protocols that made it harder for black retirees to win dementia awards. More at townhall.com. Two big names in Japanese electronics and automobiles are joining forces.
Sony Corporation and Honda Motor Company agreed to set up a joint venture this year to start selling an electric vehicle by 2025. The plan announced Friday is to bring together Honda's expertise in mobility development, technology, and sales with Sony's imaging, telecommunication network, and entertainment expertise coming along. A union of traditionally different manufacturing businesses is uncommon for Japan, but it makes sense in the age of electric vehicles, which lack gasoline-powered engines and have complicated electronics. Patrick Foss reporting.
Apple shareholders approve a proposal urging the iPhone maker to undergo an independent audit assessing the treatment of female and minority employees, while saying the audit's not necessary. Rebuffing the wishes of its shareholders would thrust the company, with long casting itself as a champion of civil rights, into a delicate position. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In February 1850, Shasta County was created as one of the California's original 27 counties. In September of that same year, California was admitted into the Union, meaning that Shasta County was even older than the state of California. Before Shasta County was named, Shasta residents held a town meeting in the middle of Main Street and named their town Shasta, presumably because Mount Shasta could be seen from the hills of the town. Originally, Mount Shasta was within Shasta County, but is now part of Siskiyou County. The original Shasta County included a major portion of Northern California, including Mount Shasta, and all the territory that later became Modoc, Lassen, and Siskiyou counties, as well as parts of the present-day Plumas and Tehama counties. Contributed by Dottie Smith.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your Money Pit. I mean, to us, a Money Pit is a term of endearment, right? We love our homes, even though we have to pump money into them now and again. Well, we're going to show you how to pump a little less money and maybe enjoy it a little bit more by coming up with some cool reno ideas. But if you've got a project that's on your to-do list, you can push it right over to ours by reaching out to us. Here's how you do that. You call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leave your message. Leave your question. We call you back the next time we're in the studio, or post your question to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if your family is like most, you probably use the garage as much as your front door for getting in and out of the house. But if that door is old and worn, it could not only be unsafe, but it could also provide easy access for intruders. So we're going to share some tips on how to update that door in just a bit.
And your house is your biggest investment, but how much should you set aside for home maintenance? There's a simple formula that's going to help you determine what that is. We're going to share that tip just a bit.
And have you priced stainless steel appliances lately? I mean, they are crazy expensive, but we're going to share a DIY way to get that very same look for a lot less.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Whatever it is, we know spring is coming, and you're probably thinking about that yard, and you're thinking about that outdoor entertaining. So let us plan and have fun dreaming up that stuff with you. Give us a call anytime. We're standing by.
That number again is 888-MONEY-PIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who is first?
Kelly in South Dakota is on the line and needs help with a cleaning question. Tell us what's going on.
We have a stain on our breezeway cement. It's like an oil stain, and we just are having a lot of trouble getting that up. Do you have like a special formula.
Where's the floor, and why do you need to get the oil stain on the cement? Is it in the garage or where?
No, it's in our breezeway that we have in between the, it's an enclosed breezeway. It's kind of decorated, and, you know, we use it.
I see. So it's a finished space, yeah. Well, I mean, what I would do is I would consider painting that cement floor. I would use an epoxy paint. I would use a two-part epoxy paint, which you mix up and has a chemical cure. There's going to be a degreaser that's part of the process that preps the surface. And so you clean it with a degreaser first. And, I mean, I assume we're talking about, you know, an old stain here, nothing that's, like, soppy and oily. But you hit it with the degreaser first, let it dry, and then you use the epoxy paint, and you'll get a nice, clean finish, and you'll find that it's going to be a lot easier to sweep and keep nice and tidy, too, with the epoxy paint. Not terribly expensive, not complicated, and it will clearly solve the issue.
Will it be slippery if it gets wet?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, that's great.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mike in Iowa is on the line with a venting question. How can we help you?
Yeah, I was listening to one of your shows earlier, and he was talking about, you know, how the bathroom vents are vented into the attic.
Yeah.
And I have that problem regarding that, you know, like, I mean, it's right into my insulation. It's not vented out by any means.
Yeah, yeah. Very common problem.
What's the best way to fix that problem?
Okay, so what you want to do is you want to install a duct, a vent duct, and you can use flex duct for this, that will take it from the bath exhaust fan to a discharge point. Now, where the discharge point is going to be up to you. A lot of options.
Uh-huh.
Typically, you can take that out to the nearest side wall, like a gable wall, and bring it right through the wall, and you would use a termination point, a discharge points like a piece of flashing that has like a hood on it and lets the air get out, and it snaps shut and keeps it from getting wet. You could also take it and you could drop it into a soffit, but you have to actually bring it through the soffit again into a grid so that it's not obstructed. So you can take the vent and drop it down so it points towards the vented soffit right out. Or you can take it up further and point it right at a existing roof vent. Now, I don't like that as much because I think that the higher you try to lift that air, the less effective it's going to be. But that is an option. You can bring it straight up and point it at an existing roof vent and let it exhaust there.
My house is about 6 years old. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm paying pretty high energy bills regarding the heat.
Because what happens is when the insulation gets moist from all that moisture that's being dumped into the attic, it completely cuts down on the R value of the insulation. So you do need to get that vented outside, whether it's through the siding with one of those trap doors that sort of opens out every time you've got it on, or through the soffit. But you want to keep it the shortest run so that you can effectively move that air. Now, if you're evaluating what's going on with the insulation up in the attic, you really need to look at how much compression is there. What is the condition? Are you talking about like pink fiberglass baths?
It's got a white fiberglass.
It looks like it's blown in.
Yeah.
You can add more blown in because you want it to fill up to the, you know, the floor joists when you're looking up in your attic floor. You want it to sort of reach the, you know, the height of that bay. And you can do that with more blown in, or what you can do is just take rolls of fiberglass and go perpendicular to your floor joists just to sort of make up and add some oomph to the R value. And that will really enhance your insulative value. But you do have to vent that outside.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Jane in Pennsylvania is on the line and needs some help with a bathroom heating project.
Well, I have baseboard heat. It's hot water baseboard heat in the bathroom.
Okay.
And the front cover is all rusting out.
Okay.
And I cannot find a cover. And right now I have contact over it, so you don't see the rust.
You know, you can actually order covers for those baseboards. There is a company that sells perforated covers that goes on top of them, so it won't reduce the heat terribly much. I think it's called, is it Baseboarder, Leslie?
Yeah, their website is baseboardheatercovers.com, and they sort of just go where, I guess they would replace that whole inset that's sort of rusted away on you. You keep your end panels, this piece goes in. It's a pretty easy do-it-yourself, you know, installation. You just have to make sure you measure them correctly. they're not going to rust. And because the entire piece is perforated, I think it's going to help you get as much heat out of it as you can. And, you know, since yours is mostly covered by the commode anyway, you know, they're not gorgeous. They're not terrible, I don't think. But, I mean, it'll do the job for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jane. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for giving us a call to 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, do you use your garage door to get in and out of your house as much as you use your front door? Well, if your door is old, it could not only be unsafe, it might also be providing easy access for the bad guys. We're going to highlight tips on what to look for in a new garage door when the Money Pit returns.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Follow The Money Pit podcast, guys. We love it. You love it. So join us every Monday and Thursday, where you're going to get new episodes just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
And if you really love it, you can also drop us a 5-star review. We would really appreciate that. You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Now we've got Dave in Ohio, who's dealing with some seams in the drywall. Tell us what's going on.
Well, my attached garage is finished, but I've noticed that in the wintertime, the seams will pop and crack, And then over the summer, I retaped and respackled and repainted, and that was in May. And then by December, they had popped again, and it's getting really frustrating. It's also uninsulated. It's unheated and uninsulated. So I'm trying to figure out what I can do to fix this permanently.
Well, the issue that you're dealing with primarily is that you've got drywall in an unconditioned space. So you're getting a lot of movement throughout the seasons, which is causing those seams to sort of open up and become visible for you. Now, when you're repairing them, are you using traditional drywall tape or are you using that mesh tape?
I used the mesh tape this last time.
Okay, and still it popped open again?
It still popped, yes.
Did you remove the old tape before you put the mesh tape down?
Yes.
How many layers of spackle did you put down?
After the tape, I believe it was one.
Okay. You're supposed to do three. You want to start with one that's, you know, approximately the size of the tape, smooth it out, let it dry, sand it down, put another layer, get a little bit wider, feather out, let it dry, sand it down, and go with your widest. Let that dry, sand it, and that really seals the tape in and allows for a smooth transition. I mean, you're dealing with a finished garage, but it's still a garage space. You want it to look good, but you're putting an awful lot of work into it.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is like Groundhog Day home improvement. Every day you wake up, you got to do it all over again. The thing is that when builders construct these spaces, they're not required to put more than one coat of spackle on because it's just for fire resistance. So we end up getting stuck with these houses that have tape that fall off over the years because it just wasn't finished spackled. So the key here is to remove the old loose tape, sand the area so you have good adhesion. You know, not aggressively, but just lightly sand. Use the perforated tape that's like the sticky back perforated tape, kind of looks like netting. Three coats of spackle, prime paint, and that should be permanent.
Okay, that sounds great.
Well, if your family is like ours, you probably depend on the garage as your sort of main entry for your house, maybe just as much as the front door. Plus, it's really a beautiful thing to look at. It's a nice one-step update to your home's exterior. It can definitely boost your curb appeal if you've got a nice one. But if you don't, if the door is old, if it's worn, it might not only be unsafe, but it could also provide easy access for intruders while you're away.
Yeah, so here's what you need to know about choosing new garage doors. First of all, the garage door designs today, they're amazing. It used to be that you had to choose from heavy wood doors that needed a lot of upkeep to metal doors that were cold and prone to rust. Well, today there's a wide variety of composite and fiberglass doors available that look amazingly like wood, but they need virtually no care at all. Plus, the doors are better insulated and they can keep drafts out of the garage, which is especially nice if you'd like to use that space to work in.
But in addition to better doors, we also now have much better door openers. You know, today the garage door openers are part of fully integrated smart home features. In fact, there's a manufacturer that came out not too long ago with a garage door opener that has an integrated camera, and it's also connected to the Amazon Key program where delivery people can actually get a one-time code, enter your garage, and leave the packages inside to help get rid of and avoid those package bandits that steal stuff off your porch.
Yeah, porch pirates, I believe they call them. I mean, it's just a terrible thing, so that's super helpful. And garage door opener security is better than ever now. It used to be that a garage door remote could open a lot of other garage doors in the same neighborhood. Well, today, rolling code technology means that it can never happen, so your garage door is more secure than it ever could be.
Yeah, and finally, there are a lot more safety measures built in than ever before. Like, for example, there are doors that have hinges that are designed specifically to prevent catching and squishing fingers in the door as it closes. And there are reversing mechanisms that send the door back up if even the slightest obstruction is found, or if there is an obstruction at all and it triggers sort of the laser light that goes across the bottom, it won't work. So lots of good reasons to update your garage door and your garage door opener. You're going to improve the safety, you're going to improve the function, and it's going to look a lot better on your house.
Now we've got Robin in Oregon who's dealing with some mold issues. Tell us what's going on.
In our bathroom, there just seems to be a lot of moisture. I don't know if the exhaust fan is working properly or not. We use a fan, we use the exhaust fan, and we use a dehumidifier. And I noticed on the outside, I guess, outtake vents, there's a whole bunch of black stuff. And then also in our sinks underneath the faucet, there's like mold back in behind that hole. So I'm wondering, is this going to be a health concern, or how do I stop some of this mold?
Well, I mean, the solution comes down to managing moisture, and it sounds like you're doing the right things, but one common mistake that people make with exhaust fans is that they don't leave them on long enough after you take a bath or a shower. They really have to stay on sometimes 15 or 20 minutes to properly dry out the room.
Well, I know, well, I can't speak for my husband, but I know that I do just because I've got a fan running, I've got a dehumidifier, and we've also got the exhaust fan, and it is the biggest one that you can have, and I'm wondering if just because of our moist area we need to get two of them so it's directly over the shower. I don't know, but I'm worried that through the whole pipe that leads to the outside, is that all filled with mold in there if the outside vent shows mold?
Well, the vent that's taking the air from the bathroom out, is that what you're seeing on the outside wall?
I'm not seeing on the wall, just on the vent itself, you know, where the, I guess where the air goes out to the outside, that whole vent is all moldy looking.
Well, you know, a lot of people look at vents that are dirty and call it mold. I think it would be unusual for it to be moldy because you'd have to have a pretty strong food source there, and the only thing you're going to have coming out of that vent is a bit of dust, which could be a mold source, but it's very unusual for it to really develop. So I think you might just be seeing a dirty vent. It's much more likely that what you're seeing there is dirt and not mold. But I would say this, if you want to eliminate the possibility of moisture inside the bathroom, what you want to do is you want to make sure that the exhaust fan, the bathroom fan, is wired to a humidistat. And if you take a look at the fans that are made by Brone Newtone, they actually have a new one coming out, I know, that has a humidistatic control. And I think they have some others as well. We just saw one last week ago at a major trade show called the International Builders Show that they were releasing for the first time. But if you get one of these fans that's got a humidistatic control in it, then you don't have to worry about whether or not somebody's leaving it on or not. It just stays on until the moisture goes down, then it automatically goes off. So it kind of takes you out of the equation.
Okay.
And your husband. Because he could be the problem.
I don't have to be a grouch and say, turn that back on. Okay.
You do not. You do not.
All right. Well, I will try those. And the Concrobium is working great in the shower, so that was an excellent tip from before.
Our pleasure. Glad it worked out for you. Robin, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Nicole in Illinois on the line who needs to fix a crack in a wall. And you're saying it's from an earthquake? When did you have an earthquake in Illinois?
It was just a really small earthquake. We get them just randomly. About one or two a year.
Wow.
Because we're right on, there's some fault that's down south of us.
And now that fault has worked its way up into your wall. So what does it look like? How big of a crack is this that we need to fix?
It's about an 18-inch crack, and then that's going down from the ceiling, and then it goes diagonally up the wall and then hits the ceiling and then just moves horizontally on the ceiling for a couple of inches.
So it's 18 inches long altogether?
Yeah.
How old is the house?
It's not very old, like 99.
Okay, so it's a drywall crack then?
Yes.
Many people will simply spackle that, but the problem is that if you spackle that crack, the wall is now always going to move. And the walls always do move, but now that the wall has a crack, the two sides of that are going to move at different rates. And so the crack will reform. The way you stop that from happening is by taping over that crack with drywall tape and then spackling it. Now taping with paper drywall tape can be a bit tricky. So there's a product out that's a perforated drywall tape that looks like a netting. It's like a sticky back netting. And that type of perforated tape is the best one to use because you put the tape on first and then you spackle over it. You want to do two or three coats, starting with smaller coats and then working wider as you go. And remember, the thinner the coat, the better. I'd rather you put on more coats than put on too much spackle, which too many people tend to do. Then it kind of gets all gooped up and piled up on your wall and you'll see it forever. So thin coats, two or three thin coats, and that should do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finished. Download the app today.
And just ahead, when your budget is tight, you may be thinking about cutting home maintenance costs, but that could be a very bad idea.
We explain why and share a simple formula to figure out how much you actually need to set aside in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Ugh, I can't believe it.
What?
There's a scratch on the car.
Where? I can't even see it.
That's the thing. I can see it.
Where?
It's right there.
Oh, if I had a microscope, maybe.
Well, I'm calling Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They have great prices, and they offer free estimates.
Free estimates?
Yes. Maybe I'll even change the color.
Okay, pink. I've always wanted a pink car.
It's just a scratch. I'll call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face to face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Market is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you need some help with a renovation, repair, or a decor project? Well, we're here to help you create your best home ever.
Reach us by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Don in Pennsylvania is on the line with a lighting question. How can we help you today?
Now, we're going to redo our kitchen ceiling this year, and we have six-inch pot lights up in the ceiling.
Yeah, the can lights?
Yeah. And
okay.
We was wondering if we would take them out, if we put the LED lights under the cabinets, if it would give us as much light.
No, I wouldn't take them out. I would keep them in. Now, you know, one is for area lighting, one's for task lighting. So the LED lights that could go under the edge of the cabinet could give you task-specific lighting for, like, food prep. And they also look darn cool when you dim them in a party, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
But I would keep the lights in the ceiling. But, by the way, you have a lot of options in the type of bulbs that you can put in those ceiling lights. You could actually put in LED bulbs into those ceiling lights, too. And you may find the quality of light is better than what you have with the incandescents.
I mean, take them out and put like maybe like 4-inch ones and smaller ones, or just leave the 6 ones in there?
I would leave them. I think that, you know, I think you could use the 6-inch ones that you have. I don't think that's part of the project that's going to give you a good return on investment. But, you know, if you change the bulbs out, I think you'll find that that will make a difference. Take a look at those Philips bulbs. I've got several of those now in my house, including in the kitchen, as can lights. They're LEDs, and we match them up with Lutron dimmers where you can adjust the dimming range. And they're super bright, and they cost a heck of a lot less to run than the incandescents, and they last a lot longer. I mean, we used to replace those incandescents all the time, and these have been, I've never had to replace them, and I think they say they last like over 20 years.
Where would you find the Philips ones at?
You can get them at Home Depot. I know that I've gotten there. They're really interesting looking, Jack. They're the ones that look, they look like yellow. They kind of look, I always think they look like bug lights.
Okay.
But you'll be amazed when the thing comes on how bright it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're super efficient.
Well, that's what we're looking for.
Well, guys, when your budget is tight, you might be thinking about cutting home maintenance costs, but it's not a good idea to slack off on taking care of what's probably your biggest investment. But the question is, how much should you spend? Well, we've got a simple trick for that. It's going to help you plan and budget in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yeah, let's talk about a realistic budget. Now, for most homes, it's 1% of your home's value. So if you live in a home that's worth $250,000, you should set aside a budget of $2,500 for maintenance. Now, the first step is to break it up into its smallest pieces. One idea is to make 3 lists: must-dos, should-dos, and then the would-like-to-dos.
Now, some jobs you'll need a pro to tackle, while others you can do yourself. So, for example, you'll need a pro for heating and cooling system maintenance, or maybe a plumber to fix a leak, or an electrician to take care of things that don't work.
Yeah, and it's also important to focus on the exterior of your home, not only for the curb appeal, but also to protect its structural elements and the energy efficiency of the house. So you immediately want to address water-related home maintenance issues like leaking windows or doors, clogged gutters, or grating that keeps that water near the structure. Again, some of that you can do yourselves, but all in all, a 1% budget should cover that.
Now, for bigger repairs, like, say, maybe replacing a furnace or an air conditioning system, keep track of the unit's age. As the older it gets, the more likely it is you're going to need to replace it. And just make sure you keep up that 1% rule for maintenance and repairs. And this is really important. Just because you didn't use it doesn't mean it becomes like your holiday bonus, right? You want to carry over.
Woohoo, party money.
No party money. You want to carry over that leftover balance until the next year, because if you need it for a big repair, it's awfully nice to have it there for those emergencies.
Yeah, and it's also nice if you want to do a big project down the road. It's there for you.
That's right, exactly.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Now we've got Maria in Delaware on the line who needs help with a paneling painting project. So you got a new house and it's got a lot of it, huh, Maria?
It sure does. you know, about 25 years ago, the paneling was probably very popular. But I'm really tired of looking at it. We tried painting one room, and, you know, we sanded it a little bit, primed it, and painted it. I'm okay with that, but my husband is not, because you can still see the grooves through the paint. So we were wondering if there was a way to take care of those grooves, maybe spackling it or whatever, but we didn't want the spackling to later flake out or chip off and cause more problems than we already have. So hopefully you know of some way that we can do this without just taking all the paneling down.
Yeah, anything that you're going to fill in is just going to come out just like you think. So really the best thing is to either sheath over it with, you know, like a half-inch drywall, or take the paneling off and put drywall on.
Okay, a half-inch drywall. So how would that affect the molding that we have? I mean, all that would have to be replaced as well, like around windows, everything?
Yeah, you'd have to pull that off. The thing is, what you might want to try first, though, is just removing the paneling and seeing what's underneath it, because there might be a halfway decent wall underneath, and if you're lucky enough to find out that the paneling was not glued to those walls, then maybe you can just repair the wall, spackle the nail holes, fix any torn areas or any other damage, and then just paint the walls again, because that paneling was often nailed on with, like, a very thin ring nail.
Yes, it was nailed on. I can see the nails in that.
Yeah, it usually pulls off pretty easily. So the first thing I would do is pull that paneling off. Nothing you put over that paneling in terms of, there's no way to really fill it in, because I know what you're asking us to do. But there's no way to do that, because it's going to crack and fall out, and it's going to look worse than it does now. So if you don't like the painted look, and you want to go back to just a clean wall, I would take the paneling down. You know, do it one wall at a time, one area at a time, until you get the hang of it. And this way you can almost not do any molding work whatsoever, because generally that stuff's cut around the molding, or you can cut the paneling really tight to the molding and leave it there.
Okay. Thank you both so much for your help.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Hey guys, do you love the look of stainless steel appliances, but you don't love that price tag? Well, we're going to have an easy and inexpensive solution after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling. The complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Is presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Need help with a renovation, a repair, or a modeling project? Whatever it is, give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. So download the Angie app today.
And if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might also enjoy our podcast, which you'll find at moneypit.com/podcast. Or wherever you get your pods.
All right, we've got Anthony in Tennessee on the line. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I got a 99-379 Peterbilt, and it's got one bed in it, and we pretty much live in the truck. And we're wanting to turn that one bed into a bunk bed. We tried to widen it and didn't work out too good. So I got to go lightweight because I'm heavy, and the truck's real heavy. So if I do it in 2x4s, it's going to be a real heavy, heavy truck.
Anthony, you know what comes to mind that I think would be a good solution for you is a metal bunk bed, an army cot bunk bed. You know, the army cots, if you just Google army cots and bunk beds, you'll see a wide variety of metal bunk beds that are stackable. And they certainly have them in light-duty to heavy-duty designs. They're not terribly expensive. I see them online for $300-$500. And they're not very heavy, and they're super strong, and they can be two full twin-size beds stacked one on top of another.
Okay. Well, the bed that's in here, the frame of that bed is part of the truck.
So it has to sit on top of that, correct?
Yeah, I have to set something into that framework above my bed.
Right. So then maybe what you want is just basically one half of that cot-style bunk bed, and then you have to build supports to get it up in the air for the space. So I would take a look at these metal bunk beds online. I think you're going to find your solution there, and it's going to be a lot easier to deal with than trying to frame something out of wood.
Yeah, because then I can just set it in place and mount it to my bed.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
All right, Anthony. Well, I'm glad we helped you out. And I got to say, this is one very unusual question for us, and I'm glad we were able to come up with a solution.
Well, stainless steel is still a hugely popular choice for kitchen appliances, but it's also still very expensive. So if your dishwasher or refrigerator still works, it's great, but you kind of just want a new look, you might want to consider faux stainless steel.
Yeah, so what is this stuff? Well, it can be a sticky-backed film, although there are magnetic versions of this, that once it's applied, it instantly gives your appliances or any smooth surface the look of stainless steel. You buy it by the roll, and you cut it to fit. The only trick is making sure you get it smooth, something that's a lot easier when the surface is super clean that you're putting on top of it.
Yeah, and if you don't think you've got the ability to apply that film straight and smooth, you can also spritz the surface with water. I mean, this is like a TV and theater trick. Whenever we're putting some sort of window gel or diffusion or something up on a big window, we always spray it with water first, put that film up. It kind of holds it in place but still gives you the option to kind of maneuver it. And then it takes a little bit longer to dry, but you definitely get the chance to make sure it's exactly the way you want it. Now, the last step is the best. You can use a heat gun or a hairdryer to dry that film, and it's going to tighten up across the entire surface of whatever appliance you're putting this on. But interestingly enough, if you're just like, whoa, sticker's not for me, you can find a magnetic sort of plate. So if you've got a dishwasher or a refrigerator that you stick magnets to and it's, you know, brown or white or whatever and you don't like it, you can look up the make and model and find you've got the stainless steel that's cut to the right size, and it goes pop right onto your existing appliance, and it looks awesome.
Yeah, the entire project could take you maybe an hour or two, and it costs as little as maybe $20 or $30. So a lot less expensive than stainless steel appliances, I will tell you that. And it really does spruce up the space.
Now we're heading over to Georgia, where JW has a question about heating. What can we do for you?
I tell you, some people who come out and clean my chimney, and they ask me, what did I want to do? I said, I want to put a wood-burning stove there, but I have a coal-burning chimney, and they say I couldn't do it. And I want to know, can I put a wood burner where my coal burner is set and use the same chimney?
It might be that the chimney is too small for wood burning.
Oh.
So it may be a physical space issue with the size of the chimney itself, JW, not so much that, you know, you can't physically do it, but the venting may not be correct if the chimney is too small. Or the chimney may not be lined. I don't know how old your house is, but it sounds to me like it's a safety issue.
So I'd be better off just to do as they suggested, to cut a hole in the roof and get that special insulated, aluminum?
I rarely agree with chimney sweeps because they give people bad advice a lot. But in this case, I tend to agree with them. If you were to start clean and just put in a regular wood-burning stove, you're going to be able to get, first of all, a wood-burning stove that's very, very efficient, as opposed to a fireplace insert, which would be less efficient. And you'll have complete control over the venting, and you'll be able to do it in a very, very safe and reliable way.
Okay, now, is there a special place where I should put a wood-burning stove? It's a six-room house.
You can pretty much put it anywhere you want as long as you do it safely. There are standards that are established for how to install a wood stove in a safe location. It has to do with clearance to combustibles and that sort of thing. Look, JW, it's not a do-it-yourself job if you're asking those kinds of questions. It's definitely not the kind of project you want to do on your own. I would get a pro to help.
Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, they can jump almost 3 feet and squeeze through spaces as small as a dime. We're talking about mice, and I didn't know they jumped 3 feet until just right now. So thanks for putting that thought into my head and for me putting that into yours, everybody. So we're going to share some tips to keep them out of your home next.
You live in a money pit.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Who do you trust to handle your taxes? Parallel Tax at 1147 Hilltop Drive understands how important trust is when it comes to filing your taxes. The professionals at Parallel Tax not only keep your private information private, they provide a wide range of tax-related services for both individuals and businesses, including preparing, calculating, and filing tax returns. Parallel Tax, 1147 Hilltop Drive. Make an appointment today by calling 530-221-3343. That's 530-221-3343.
This is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to MoneyPit.com.
Court wrote in and she says, my fiance and I bought a fixer-upper in Burlington, Vermont. We love the two-tone kitchen, which looks cozy but also bright, and the darker countertops will be great at hiding dirt once we start having kids. I imagine we'll be in this home for 5 to 10 years, so I'm just worried that if we should need to sell it or move, the two-tone kitchen might look like it was done in 2021 and make the house seem dated. What do you think? The two-tone kitchens are a passing fad, or are they here to stay for a while?
Well, first of all, kudos for thinking so far ahead. I mean, you got it all planned out. You're going to have kids, you got a two-tone kitchen now, and you're wondering if it's going to still be there in 10 years. I think if you have those kids, 10 years of wear and tear in that kitchen is going to answer this question for you, Leslie. I mean, you've seen how hard kids can be on a kitchen.
Yeah, add in a puppy, and you're going to have even more wear and tear.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe we're even talking goldfish, and the water spills all over the place. I mean, there's going to be a lot of wear and tear. So, look, I think the two-tone kitchens have been around for a long time. I don't think they're a passing fad. I think they're attractive. And I think you'll be okay if yours stays in perfect condition for those 10 years, but I don't think it will, just based on experience.
And you know what, Court? You can always stick to the cabinets and the base cabinets being one tone and an island or something being the thing that's different, and then you can paint that down the road if you need to.
Well, mice could be using your home as their winter/spring getaway, but Leslie has some tips to keep those furry creatures away in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Although I think you're still kind of freaked out about the fact that they could jump 3 feet.
Yeah, I'm telling you, as we write these last words, and, you know, sometimes it's stuff that we're super really knowledgeable about, and other times we're, you know, getting more facts about it. And the fact to learn that a mouse can jump 3 feet just really wigged me out, because a few years ago there was a train track project at the end of my block, and there was, like, tiny little mice that sometimes would walk from the hallway into my bedroom, and I'd be like, oh, they can't climb onto my bed, so I'm okay. But no.
You're safe, right?
They can just jump on your bed. So, yeah, good luck with that, everybody.
That's right.
So, first of all, keep your house tidy. Mice, rats, all things like that love to find their way into a warm home. But if they find food, they're not going to leave when the weather gets warm again. They're going to be like, oh, this is the place to be. It's warm, and I'm eating, and it's great. So store things like dry food, cereal, pet food. Make sure it's in a sturdy container that they can't chew through. Rodents aren't picky. I mean, we once had a pest control pro tell me he found a rat in a homeowner's garage who were feeding on the grease and drippings among the lava rocks from the grill. I mean, it's so gross.
Oh, so gross.
So gross.
Oh, man.
Keep your garbage cans covered. Empty indoor containers often. Cut down on those nesting sites around the house. Wood piles, stacks of newspaper, cardboard boxes, all of that they love to nest in. Keep those items off the floor inside your house and away from the foundation outside. Now, you've got to remember, mice, I know they have bones, but I swear they don't, because they can squeeze through the smallest spaces. I mean, even as tiny as a dime. So seal up any sort of potential opening with steel wool. Pay attention to areas around pipes, vents, ducts, and look for baits that are designed to eliminate rodent infestations. They're going to work well as long as you follow the instructions and keep your kids and pets away from it. And the best way to do that is with a bait station. It's going to let that pest in and then keep everybody else out safely. And then they go in there and get the bait and, you know what happens. So watch out for those leaping mice. Sweet dreams. Hope you sleep well.
Yeah, think about that when you go to bed tonight. You lay your head down on the pillow. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, a garbage disposer is one of those appliances that, well, once you own it, you never want to be without it again. But if you don't have one, there are a few key features that can make all the difference. We'll tell you what those are in the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
We'll be right back.
your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.